You're listening to SBS News.
As interest rates rise, hopeful home buyers are feeling the pinch.
Go in! Congratulations, everyone.
But while homes are still going under the hammer, the government isn't sold on the operations at the central bank. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has announced a review into the Reserve Bank for the first time since the 1980s.
We want to build confidence in the Reserve Bank, and you build confidence in an institution by being prepared to refine it and reform it. And that's our objective here.
The independent review will use three experts to look at the bank's accountability and culture, board appointments, and the bank's inflation targets. Governor Philip Lowe has welcomed the review and says he'll respond to the findings as they come.
The review is welcomed by the Reserve Bank Board and by the bank staff. It's an opportunity to take stock of our monetary policy arrangements and to make sure that they're fit for purposes for the challenges that lie ahead.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers maintains the review will be forward-looking.
I don't want it to be an exercise in pot shots or second-guessing. I don't want it to be exclusively focused on a backward-looking, blame-shifting exercise. I want it to genuinely be about how do we have the world's best central bank into the future.
The opposition's Treasury spokesman, Angus Taylor, is also welcoming the move.
We have seen forecasting errors, guidance errors from the Reserve Bank in recent times, and the review does need to look at those things. It needs to make sure that investors and borrowers have the confidence that they deserve.
Governor Philip Lowe has again reiterated he'd like to see inflation return to a target of between 2 and 3% as it rapidly rises due to global and domestic pressures. The governor has also indicated interest rates will rise further to curb that increasing inflation, but that's one of the recent criticisms the bank has faced. Philip Lowe maintained last year interest rates wouldn't rise until 2024, saying this at the National Press Club in February 2021.
We do not expect it to be before 2024, and it's possible it will be later than this. So the message is interest rates are going to be low for quite a while yet.
But this year, the bank has lifted rates three times in a row. The last time the RBA was independently reviewed was in 1981, and experts, including Chris Richardson, say it's well overdue.
We're having this review because it's decades since we've had one, because the decisions of the Reserve Bank matter more than has ever been true, because how those decisions are explained to the Australian public also now matters more than ever before.
Today, Governor Lowe also admitted it was the bank's own monetary policy which contributed to the current economic situation. During the pandemic, the Reserve Bank reduced the cash rate to an historic low 0.1%. But while it wanted to insure against potentially catastrophic consequences, Philip Lowe says they didn't anticipate how quickly the economy and households would be able to recover.
I recognise, though, that while this approach helped avoid some of the damaging long-term scarring, it has contributed to the inflationary pressures we're now experiencing. We're having to respond to that now.
Chris Richardson says communication by the bank to the public should have been clearer.
It wasn't negligent, but it was wrong, and it's admitted that. This was the fastest moving crisis Australia has ever seen. It was difficult to make those forecasts, but maybe it could have been communicated a bit differently, and some of those uncertainties could have been explained a bit better. We don't think we will need to raise interest rates for some years. It could happen, though, if the recovery is faster and other stuff happens.
The report is due back in March next year. Krishani Danji, SBS News.